A gauge of soft commodity returns just capped its longest run of weekly losses in over 2 years. And joining us on the line with his perspective on where things are now headed is senior commodity analyst at Rabobank, Carlos Mera. Thanks so much, Carlos, for your time this evening. So soft commodities, as I say, on their biggest losing streak in 2 years. What's driving that downward momentum?
Yeah, hi there. One of the reasons, of course, is the trade war scenario, potentially lower global growth. Some commodities are affected directly by trade wars, and that's, of course, for example, soybeans, cotton, linked to soybeans to some extent. But also, some commodities are affected indirectly by trade wars. And that's the case of coffee and sugar. We have seen that when the Chinese yuan is ready to depreciate, the Brazilian real followed very closely, and of course Brazil is the largest producer of coffee and first or second in sugar, depending how we count. And the currency, the Brazilian currency, has a very, very direct, very strong link to the coffee and sugar prices.
Yeah. Let's interrogate that supply-demand dynamic a bit more, starting with the latter. Are there simply demand concerns that are plaguing at this stage, or have we seen a real shift in demand?
It depends by commodity. In coffee, sugar, and cocoa, we don't really see an immediate drop in demand. The data will take a little while to come in. Potentially, you know, the data will lag 1 or 2 months. Whereas on the cotton side, we have seen weak imports in some countries. And of course, the cotton supply chain is quite long, it's very complicated, but we have seen on the import demand already some weakness there.
I ask because one wonders to what extent supply is shifting in order to suit that current dynamic that's at play in order to prop prices or help prop prices up.
I think supply, you know, in the immediate term doesn't really reply to currency, doesn't really reply to trade war concerns. But there is, at the moment, a very well-supplied market in many commodities. In coffee, we had record crops recently. In cotton, we had a record crop in Brazil. We had a very good crop in the U.S., so on the supply side, all those commodities I mentioned, they're very well supplied.
Are you seeing any buying opportunity right now in the soft commodity space, Carlos?
Yes, especially if I had to choose one commodity, I would probably choose sugar at this point. And probably coffee as well, coffee arabic as well. At the moment, there's a lot of sugar around in the like physical sugar stocks, Thailand, Central America. But we are looking at a very steep drop in India. That's coming. I don't think it's fully realized in the market yet. We also see a drop in production in Europe. And going forward, we see a very strong ethanol market in Brazil that will potentially take some sugar away from the market.
Do you actually see that culminating in a deficit market?
Yeah, we're expecting a deficit in sugar of at least 4 million tons in the 1920 season. It's probably not huge, but the estimates have been for increases in that deficit.
Well, let's leave it there, Carlos. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Carlos Mera is with Rabobank.